Georgia Agribusiness Council's Brian Toler says they have received a copy of some draft legislation expected to be introduced by Georgia's Environmental Protection Division.
They're the ones that actually issue permits that are used for agriculture irrigation, and they're focusing on changing state laws that pertains to irrigation that's in southwest Georgia, the Flint River Basin primarily. This new legislation would seek to quantify the irrigation systems that are out there now, how much water are they using, and how much water do they need. That's an important criteria as we move forward because as the water supply continues to have more and more users, then we're going to have a better hold on who is using that water and how much they're using specifically. So as we plan for future water use, we want to make sure that, number one, we're as efficient as we can be, but that the state is also recognizing how efficient we've become in agriculture. This industry, being our state's largest industry, we can't afford to lose the irrigation opportunities we have in southwest Georgia because that's what drives our state's economy.
For more info on this, visit ga-agribusiness.org and be sure to stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will keep you informed as this legislation develops. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.